The Massachusetts Senate Ways and Means Committee has come out with an opioid bill that goes further than the version that was passed by the House. The Senate bill would create a so-called safe injection site where people could use drugs under medical supervision. The Senate bill also takes steps to improve addiction treatment, and it takes up medication-assisted treatment. It requires that so-called MAT be offered in the state's involuntary commitment facilities, as well as prisons and jails. To talk about this, we're joined by Middlesex County Sheriff Peter Katusian, who has been running a pilot program that offers some addiction medicine behind bars. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much, Deborah. Great to be with you.
So this measure requires that starting in January, correctional facilities like yours would have to offer the same addiction medication that someone was receiving in the community prior to incarceration. How would that affect you?
Well, that's something that we may be able to manage, quite honestly. I think that as sheriffs, a number of us have been undertaking medication-assisted treatment programs inside our facilities. And quite honestly, across the nation, there's only a few sheriffs in the entire nation that are doing so, and we have a number here in Massachusetts. So our experience has been good, yet we're still learning. We're understanding that we need to make sure that what we do is evidence-based, it's effective, and quite honestly, that it's sustainable as well.
Hmm. So you offer at this point one of the three addiction medications that are approved right now, and that is naltrexone or Vivitrol. And is that offered while someone is incarcerated or just prior to release?
That is offered just prior to release, but the counseling begins long before that point. The options are given. They are advised of all medication-assisted treatment programs. Should they choose the agonist therapies, we refer them to the providers, the clinics that they need to go to for that program. And should they decide to go with the injectable naltrexone, we'll begin their therapy with us and then refer them to those very providers. But importantly, what we'll also do is provide a navigator to help them through this, because what people really need to understand is medication is not the answer here. It's treatment. Medication only assists the treatment. That's why it's called medication-assisted treatment.
Hmm. But there are many people who are on methadone or suboxone, buprenorphine, the other two types of medication. And of course, the science on this is disputing, all of this, but they tend to be the ones most widely accepted by medical professionals. And you've expressed some concerns about buprenorphine or suboxone before, particularly about the fact that it can be smuggled into jails and prisons. I mean, would you feel comfortable being able to offer that to folks incarcerated in your facility?
Yes, we would be willing to undertake this responsibility. But I think what we're concerned about is we don't understand enough about how it will work in a correctional facility. We have one in Franklin County. Sheriff Chris Donnellan is doing an agonist therapy using Suboxone in his facility. The results are still unknown as far as the efficacy of the program. It seems to be working pretty well, but the costs are quite extraordinary and have to always be considered as well. What's really important, too, is that we need to have more forms of medication-assisted treatment, not just in jails, because if we're relying on jails to treat this epidemic, then we're really missing the point.
Hmm. So I just want to make sure I have it clear. I mean, you have concerns about offering these other two types because of things like diversion and costs.
Yes, we do. Listen, the number one most smuggled contraband item in facilities in Massachusetts in jails is Suboxone. So this is something we have to be concerned about in order to maintain a safe and secure environment in our facilities. But it doesn't mean that if we were able to do it in a thoughtful way, we couldn't offer medication-assisted treatment should we understand how it's working more in Franklin County. And as in Hampshire County is now applying for grants to see how it is working there as well. I think these experiences will be more informative and better guidance for us in the future as we move forward, because quite honestly, we have a lot to lose here if we don't get this right. And we need more data, we need more study, we need more experience before we make everyone, all 14 sheriffs and the Department of Corrections, offer this medication-assisted treatment.
So you would say January of this year, this deadline in the Senate bill might be a little too soon.
Well, let me just say this. We're all on the same page as far as trying to get these men and these women the help that they need. All sheriffs are on board with this. We just want to make sure we're doing it in the right way, not just for the safety and security of our facilities, but for the individuals we're treating, to make sure that we're treating the right people with the right medication-assisted treatment and to make sure that they have access to the treatment once they leave as well.
Mm. Percentage of folks in your facility that have a substance use disorder, Sheriff, what would you say?
Well, we detox about 42% of our population for drugs or alcohol, and 76% of those are for opioids. Hmm. So it is a significant portion.
Middlesex County Sheriff Peter Katusian, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, Deborah.
Okay, take care.